Young children in strollers and on shoulders are trying to contain their excitement as they wait on the side of the road across from the train tracks in Greensboro. At dusk, from over the hill come a few elephants and several horses. The animals arrive from their last show in Greenville, South Carolina, on the circus train. They're headed to their temporary homes at the Greensboro Coliseum. Ringling Brothers has this traditional animal walk where some fans can meet a few of the performers. Other than the staccato of hooves smacking the pavement, the animals are quiet.
What did you get to see today?
An elephant and horse.
Wow, and were they really big?
Yes.
How big?
Too big.
Too big? Have you ever seen an elephant and a horse up close before like that?
No.
What did they smell like?
Animals.
Damien is bundled up along with his sister Zoe and their parents. This animal walk is something his dad David remembers doing as a child in Orlando, Florida.
I was probably my son's age, he's 5 and a half, when I first went to the circus. And I remember pretty vividly from there forward. We did the same similar thing with my parents, so it was nice to be able to pass down that tradition to them.
Dad, Damien, and the rest of the family pile into the station wagon and head over for dinner at Stamey's, a local barbecue staple. Meanwhile, the elephants stride over to the Coliseum.
I didn't have a puppy or a dog or anything like that. I had a 9,000-pound elephant.
Say hello to Joey Frisco, the circus elephant handler. He's originally from Peoria, Illinois. Today, he resides wherever the elephants are.
I'm actually third generation, and hopefully one of my 5 kids will be the fourth.
Frisco's 5 kids range in age from 1 to 10. In addition to raising 5 children, his wife works in the circus daycare and looks after 35 little ones. That group speaks 7 different languages. Joey Frisco's other children speak an 8th language.
Right now the 2 elephants are actually trying to instigate roughhousing between the pens, so they're definitely feeling good and being elephants right now. They always try to steal the show.
So tell me, who is this that is chatting or trying to join our conversation right now?
Well, her name is Sarah. She is 12 years old. She's been on this show since she was about 4 or 5 years old. She knows I'm talking about her. That's why she's talking.
The Friscos live in an RV feet from the elephants. In total, there are 300 staff members who work on this tour, traveling the entire year as they make 90 stops and perform about 400 shows. Most of the employees live on the Ringling Brothers train, complete with living quarters, a 24-hour dining car, and climate-controlled space for animals. The elephants aren't the only ones making noise with the circus in town. Protesters commonly picket this tour. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, says that the stars of the show are being held against their will and are regularly abused in training. Frisco says he cares deeply for the animals, has never hurt any of them, and that Ringling Brothers treats the animals very well while following federal law. Joey Frisco says he's okay if his 5 children don't follow in the family business of working with elephants, just as long as they don't turn into lion tamers. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.